The NPP has congratulated Ghanaians on the occasion of the 57th independence anniversary. The party calls on Ghanaians to renew their sense of patriotism and endeavor to demand accountability from political leaders to help move the nation forward. The national chairman of the NPP, Jacob Echebilamte, told George Asikri that Ghana has performed fairly well in the last 57 years, despite some challenges.
The congratulations to all Ghanaians and all supporters of Ghana. Ghana and Ghanaians are in order. After 57 years, there are still many, many challenges facing us as a people and as a nation. But we need to seek encouragement in those things which are going right to be able to overcome those things that continue to hold us back. I believe one of the best things that we're seeing is that there's growing involvement by the people in their government. That this speaks well for the growth of our democracy and our democratic practice, that people should be holding the governments and those who are put into authority to task, to ask them to be able to make sure that they deliver on the mandates that they have been given. And this is encouraging for us as we move forward. On that note, I wish all Ghanaians a happy independence anniversary.
Well, 57 years, many have said that we are expected to have done better than we have done. And one of the problems has been lack of patriotism on the part of the people. We seem to be living in a time where we think if one is not in power, we leave everything to the person in government.
Growing demand by them of the people who put into office. But as we look at the challenges that continue to confront us, let's also look at some of the things that have helped us. I mean, the fact that we have been able to get this far with the challenges that we have had, still maintaining a sense of unity, still maintaining a sense of making sure that our nation comes first, not resorting to bloodshed and violence to resolve issues in the main. I mean, that continues to be a Ghanaian characteristic and one that we should be proud of and that we should seek to maintain.
You heard National Chairman of NPP Jacob Echebilamte talking to George Asikri. The GCPP has also congratulated Ghanaians on the occasion of the 57th independence anniversary. In a statement, the leader of the party, Dr. Henry Lati, called for economic independence. We are joined on the line by Dr. Henry Lati to tell us more on what the party means by economic independence. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, as you're aware, economic independence is very simple. It's just being able to rely on ourselves economically to be able to pay our bills when we can. We have to be able to produce, export, add value, and make Ghanaians very self-reliant in the sense that we have to put the money behind Ghanaians to be able to deliver the goods. We have to be able to subsidize Ghanaians. We have to be able to create an environment for our business to thrive again. I remember as a young boy, during the time when my father was head of the government during Achampa regime, they came out with a question, feed yourself. And we produced a lot of things and were able to, we produced a lot of food and we were able to consume here. Look, I don't know what happened. Something has happened over the period and we lost all that. Right now, during the State of Nation address, the president, current president, John Dramani Mahama, wants to stop over importing or importing things that we have a comparative advantage to produce here. We have to try and push that agenda to make sure that we produce, and producing will give us economic might and strength. Now, we've had political independence for 57 years. Our democracy is very, very good. The next thing to change everything, to push Ghana forward, is to have the money in our back pockets. And the way to have the money in our back pockets is to create an environment where Ghanaian businesses thrive and create wealth. That is why I say we want economic independence. We need to do that. We don't always have to wait and go and beg for money. We have to start doing things from here. It's not easy, but we have to start from somewhere and push on.
Yes. Dr. Lati, you know what you are saying, it echoes with your father's domestication theory, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's all about domestication. Let's domesticate, because India, Brazil, and China domesticated, and that's how they are world powers now. They are now global powerhouses. And without doing that, we will not get anywhere. We can't always go and say, oh, it's difficult.
Yes,
we can't do it. If you don't do it, then the depreciating and the dollar gets stronger.
Yes.
And
Dr. Lati,
you know, we have to change that.
Dr. Lati, you know, when parties are in opposition, you see, and they mount platforms, then they talk in, they talk a lot of poetry. And then when they come into power, then they start talking prose. We've heard all this before. How seriously should we take you?
Well, it's just a simple thing. You see, we go wrong. Sometimes we do Europeanize. Even in our own country, our minds are Europeanized. Although we are Ghanaians, our minds are Europeanized. We have Ghanaian farmers. Some of them can't even read and write. And you expect them to put a business plan. When you see a farmer, a good farmer, don't you say it? Because you go into the villages, we know who the good farmers are. And if we give them the resources, they will produce what we want. That's what we should do. We should be on the front ground and change this environment. We cannot continue doing things that does not help us. If we're going to follow certain rules that Europeans come in with matching funds and all these things that our farmers do not have, and our businessmen do not have, we will not get anywhere.
Okay,
let's find a way to solve this problem by making sure that most Ghanaian businessmen and most Ghanaian farmers and most Ghanaians who are trying to do business are taken care of. We don't have the money now, but let's hope that within 6 months, things will improve, the gas will start coming online, and then the gas will have some more money.
Thank you.
The money has got to go behind Ghanaians to become economic independent.
Thank you, Doc, for talking to Radio Ghana. You heard Dr. Henry Lati of the GCPP.